With no Democrats in the room, U.S. Senate Republicans today voted unanimously to approve the nomination of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, Republicans suspended committee rules to defeat a two-day boycott by Democrats who say Pruitt is unfit to serve as the nation's top environmental regulator.
Senate Democrats did not like Pruitt's performance at his confirmation hearing in January. Here's Senator Tom Carper of Delaware, the ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, asking the Tulsa Republican why he's fought federal ozone regulations when so many counties in Oklahoma rank poorly on air quality.
17 counties from Adair to Tulsa. You live in Tulsa, I suspect, or Tulsa County. Yes. They all got Fs. They got Fs. This is last year, 2016. My question to you is, what did you do about it?
The primary enforcement responsibility in Oklahoma with respect to air quality permits and the rest is the Department of Environmental Quality. And there have been actions taken by DEQ, and they continually work with those counties to reach attainment.
Democrats also said the Oklahoma Attorney General did not adequately answer a long list of questions about his past and how he'd run the very federal environmental agency he sued and worked to undermine. Democrats said they got little clarity on Pruitt's statements casting doubt on climate change, his financial and political ties to fossil fuel companies, and when and how he'd recuse himself from lawsuits against the agency. A week after the hearing, Carper hosted a panel discussion with guests who said Pruitt did little to protect the environment during his time as Oklahoma Attorney General. Kelly Hunter Foster helped build and eventually lead an environmental protection unit in the Oklahoma AG's office. She's now a senior attorney at the Waterkeeper Alliance.
In conjunction with state and federal agencies, we did 142 criminal investigations and 56 prosecutions for violations of environmental laws that were criminal in nature, those that tend to endanger the public health more severely and be more egregious.
Foster left the AG's office before Pruitt took over the agency in 2011.
And it's my understanding that that level of work in terms of criminal prosecution has not continued in Oklahoma.
Pruitt later shuttered the environmental unit and opened a federalism unit to fight the federal government, often in the form of lawsuits against the EPA. Pruitt declined interview requests until the confirmation process is over. The AG's office says its environmental work continued under a different unit, but court records and financial data suggest environmental enforcement has not been a top priority for Pruitt. Republican Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe attacked Carper's panel discussion and said Pruitt has been cooperative with committee members.
Yet even with all of the unnecessary questions that the Democrats shadow hearing, Pruitt continued to talk with Ranking Member Carper by phone on Monday for 30 minutes, answering even more questions.
But there comes a point when vetting has been turned into obstruction, and that is what we're witnessing here today.
That's Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
Mr. Pruitt has answered more than 1,200 questions from this committee. 1,200 questions.
Republicans on the committee say Pruitt is the right man to reform an EPA that has evolved into a job-killing, states'-rights-trampling federal agency that has been running wild with unnecessary environmental rules. Senate Republicans called the Democratic boycott a political tantrum and a witch hunt. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi said he suspects the procedural protest isn't really about Pruitt at all.
It is simply about their disappointment with the results of the November election. Pure and simple.
Democrats aren't the only ones who have boycotted votes for EPA administrator. Republicans did it in 2013 to block votes on Obama's nominee, Gina McCarthy. Senate Republicans on Thursday suspended rules requiring at least two minority party members to be present for a vote. Pruitt's nomination now faces a vote on the Senate floor. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on Scott Pruitt and the Environmental Protection Agency, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. This is KGOU.